The following is an introduction to the book, Let Us Go On Unto Perfection, or Power with Persecution, or Comfort with Compromise. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Yes, you have an unction. God did say that in 1 John 2:20. Are you witnessing devils being cast out and the host of hell fleeing from before you? That's what this little book is about. First of all, I want to thank our good friend and brother Henry Gruver for allowing us to reproduce a good size part of his Prayer Walker's Handbook as the appendix of this little book. Henry's great book not only gives so many important confirmations, but also gives the nuts and bolts where the rubber meets the road of the practical outworking of walking in the manifest power of God, walking in this unction, walking in this apostolic anointing that the Lord intends for every believer to have. Bind and loose, and remitting and retaining. Henry has written four books, and I would most highly recommend all four of them. Certainly any well-equipped home library should have Henry's classic books. There is a link to Henry's website and catalog on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website, and there's also four of Henry's radio interviews and visions on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website in MP3 format. I'm also confident that as you read the section of Henry Gruber's book in the appendix of this little book, that you'll see the practical outworking of walking in the manifest power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The importance of the translation of the seven-man prayer team which Henry led to Rome in 1988 could hardly be overemphasized. There was to be a direct confrontation and binding of two of Lucifer's most powerful principalities, two gigantic black angels guarding the lies of Vatican Roma. The unction of the apostolic anointing the Lord intended for every believer had been effectively bound by Vatican Roma for at least 1,500 years by Vatican Roma's universally accepted great lies. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. There are a number of reasons why only a very few know about the binding and loosing, remitting and retaining that all believers should walk in. Most know very little about the manifest power of God being evident in their life every day. This is one of the sad bad fruits of dispensational theology, which teaches that when the last period was put on the last amen of Revelation, all miracles stopped. However, there is also some big lies, some at least 1,500 years old, so universally taught that no one ever seems to consider why God's power is not manifested. Only the truth can set us free from any form of bondage. We will not be fully submitted to God while we walk in lies and deception. Even if everyone seems to believe and teach the lies as being true, these great lies of Vatican Roma have almost everyone in some form of bondage. We will be putting the light of truth on these lies, which prevent us from such a walk that witnesses the manifest power of God and gives glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be difficult, but please take the time to study this all carefully. This little book covers how we become more fully submitted to God. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." That submission to God comes first. This book is not a light read. There will be prayer and searching of the scriptures to see if these things be so. However, that is the purpose of this book, to set you free, to be fully submitted to God. When we are submitted to God, then we can take the battle to the gate and witness the host of hell flee from before us. That will seem automatic if we do learn the fear of God and walk in fullness of submission to Him. There are two apostolic anointings. Let me say it again. There are two apostolic anointings. Paul explains walking in this manifest power of God as going on to perfections in Hebrews chapter 6. There are two apostolic anointings. One of them is for every single believer. Yes, you have an apostolic anointing, an unction from the Holy One. The other apostolic anointing is very specific. It's a very specific anointing on just 12 men who will have their names written on the 12 foundations of New Jerusalem. The special apostolic anointment of those 12 was to have absolute infallibility in the proclamation of the gospel and establishing the doctrine of Christ, which is the doctrine of the apostles. The special anointing of the 12 was unique to them and not transferable. No Roman Pope ever did have or ever will have that specific apostolic anointing of the 12. We do not need new apostles with new doctrines. Rather, we need to get back to that perfection in the gospel and sound doctrine of the faith which was once delivered unto the saints by those 12. Why is it so few even know about their unction from the Holy One, their apostolic anointing? You can see from Mark 16 that the first sign that is to follow those who believe is that in the name of Jesus we are to cast out devils and see many wonderful manifestations of His power for His glory. This is for every believer. There are some very big lies of Vatican Roma, some older than 1500 years, that have been so universally taught that people do not even begin to consider their unction from the Holy One, their common apostolic anointing. In this little book, we will be looking into the mystery of the ages, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and therefore the foundations of our faith must be checked and reinforced as we seek how to be more fully submitted to God, to resist the devil and see him flee from before us. In addition to the examples Henry Gruber provides of walking in this manifest power of God, I should remind you of the testimony of Brother Victor Christina. The 7-part audio series of Brother Victor's testimony will teach you so much regarding this in a most enjoyable and interesting way. Few have heard such a powerful testimony of the teaching and effective application of these principles of being submitted to God and resisting the devil, as we hear in Brother Victor's testimony found on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website. The Lord said, "All these children are coming out." The times of this ignorance of the unction of the apostolic anointment for all believers are past. The Antichrist war on the saints is raging. 300,000 Christians killed and 2 million Christians homeless here in the Middle East since 2011. It really is no longer going to be an option to make compromises for the sake of comfort. Now we must be prepared to walk in that unction. And there will be persecution, and we need to expect that. Revelation 12, 7 through 12. "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. We see all the evidence everywhere we look. The last day's war in heaven is concluded. The access of Satan and his evil angels to God's third heaven is over. His 6,000-year effort to get the faithful angels to join in his rebellion are ended. The accuser of the brethren operation is shut down. Previously, if I were to have a sin not properly put under the blood by the grace of God, evidenced in repentance, Satan, the accuser of the brethren, who is now cast down, would be accusing me before God day and night. Heaven is rejoicing that operation of the accuser of the brethren and Satan's access to the third heaven has been ended. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Now I want you to think very seriously about the new significance of 1 John 5:16. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Listen again. Ask the Lord about this. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should pray for it. There is a sin unto death. Receiving that 666-based implant ID in your right hand or your forehead is the sin unto death. Receiving that 666-based implant ID in your right hand or forehead is the sin unto death. It marks you, brands you as the property of Satan and the host of hell. It makes you an eternal enemy of God and every saint. And it makes no difference what John MacArthur or Brandon House or anyone else said. Don't receive the mark. God tells us in Revelation 14, 19 through 14, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Now consider what it means that the accuser of the brethren operation of Satan is shut down in God's third heaven. If we are walking in the manifest power of God, making binding and loosing and remitting and retaining decrees in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, would it shock you to hear him say by his Spirit, because you asked, your prayer of intercession was heard, and the one for whom you did ask is given life? Would that shock you? If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. For those who desire to walk in the unction to effectively resist the devil and witness the host of hell flee from before you, this little book is for you.